that trust in him. I'm going to Father and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now for this time that we can come together on the TMC call. We thank you for the two women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists International. And we just thank you for their yes. We thank you that they thought it not robbery to bring us all together each and every morning so that we may hear what thus says the Lord. We thank you for the Des de Leon family, that they started Artists International, which is the vehicle that brought us all together. We continue to pray for Papa and Mama Des de Leon and the family. We continue to pray for artists, Lord. You are working it out. We love you. We adore you. And Father, the glory and honor that is in you. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen and amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Amen and praise God for you. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with the warmest of kingdom's greetings and with Jesus' joy. And I am just so excited that you said yes to the Master this morning and said yes to this call. So a little bit about this call. Again, I want to say thank you to Minister Kai for greeting and seating God's children with such Jesus' joy and with such enthusiasm and just giving us all the experience that the Master's Call has to offer. If you don't know about the Master's Call, we would invite you to go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. There you will find everything you need to know about this call, everything from the bios of the speakers, everything from events that are taking place, everything from morning messages. I tell you, it is there, and we're just so excited that you are part of this. So the Master's Call was founded October 25th, 2010. That means that we are coming up to our anniversary, and what's so really awesome about that is the fact that this call has been uninterrupted for 4 spectacular years. It is amazing. It is awesome because when you do things that God tells you to do and you follow the road that God tells you to go on, it always has a great expectation and an amazing end. So this call has been an inception since October 25th, 2010 by these two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. And when they said yes to God, they followed his mandate to the God gave them a mission statement, and that mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. God also gave them a scripture reference to stand on, and that scripture can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So Master's Call family, as you can see, we start this call off in prayer. We end this call in prayer, and we encourage you to maintain your day in prayer, because we know when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down. And anything that you cover in prayer in Jesus' name, God already promised us that it is yea and amen. So isn't that good news to know that when you have a prayer in your belly, that when you trust and believe in the Lord, that God will come through? So we're just excited to bring this call to you Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. over there on the West Coast, 6 a.m. over there Mountain Standard Time, 7 a.m. over there in Central Standard Time, and over here by me, 8 a.m. But we do encourage you to call in a few moments early so you can fellowship with your fellow TMC Telecommunication Sanctuary family members and have the opportunity to find out a little bit about each other. You have an opportunity to give a brief testimony and a brief praise report, but we also invite you on Fridays directly after the call to rejoice and let us know what God has done in your life. After the call on Fridays, we invite you to give us your praise reports and your testimonies. We'd love to hear what God is doing in your life, but we also invite you to give us your prayer requests, because part of the mandate, part of the what God has given to Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is for them to take time out during the call to hear what you stand in the need of prayer for, and for our intercessors to stand and agree with you. So we're just inviting you for that. The playback for all the calls in the event that you hear something, and we know you're going to hear something that's going to touch and move you, we invite you to listen to that call again, or to put it on your social media, send it out to some of your family members and friends so they can hear the word and be blessed as well. That number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 539-598-pound. And immediately following this call, we invite you to the MMC call, and that is the morning motivational call, which is headed by Dr. Dorothy Cook, our platinum president, but it's also hosted by, and we have guests by, artistpreneurs, people who are excited about this health and wellness ministry that is taking over the world, not just a city, not just a state, not just a region, but the entire world. And this company is sold out to the Lord, from the founders to the ones who just signed up as I speak. And what's so amazing about this company is that it's changing mindsets, it's changing lifestyles, it's changing people's health, it's changing people's bank accounts. It's just an amazing company overall, as our speaker would say, on this side of heaven. And I'm just so elated to be part of Artist International. And if you trust in the system, you will be blessed. So if you don't know about this health and wellness company that is 0% in debt. There is no debt. Everything is paid for. Experience over 500% growth this year alone. I encourage you to go back to the person who told you about this call. I encourage you to go back to that person that posted it on their social media site and say, can you please minister a little bit about Artist International? I am interested. And they will gladly give you that information. Now, the call number for the MMC call is area code 539-881-1300. Again, 539-881-1300. And the access code is 539-598-POUND. Again, 539-598-POUND. Share that number with somebody that's an Artist International, or share that number with somebody that knows they want to join a company but not sure what it is, or share that with somebody that needs to know the good news about what God has for them as it relates to their health or to change their zip codes. So that's about Artist International. You may say, well, wait a minute, what does that have to do with the prayer call? Again, Artist International is a sold out to the Lord company, and we support each other through prayer, through fasting, and through letting you know about what's going on in Artist. And speaking of which, we want to invite you to join our Bible study each Tuesday with Pastor Michael Johnson. It is the God-driven Bible study, 8 p.m. on Tuesdays, and the phone number is 805-399-1000, and the access code is 366-098-POUND. I'm going to bring that information back to you again at the end of this call, because I want to know what God is telling this young lady this morning. We are just elated that we have a beautiful spirit on the line just waiting to go ahead and tell us best saith the Lord. And I tell you, every time she comes on the call, she blesses us because God speaks directly to her. And a little bit about Minister Brenda. Not only is she from the great state of Mississippi, but she also loves the Lord with all her heart and with all her mind and her soul. She is an artistpreneur. She is a mom. She is a wife. And she's a mom in a community. And most of all, she's a mentor to a lot of people. Minister Brenda also knows that God is a mover and shaker in her life, and she loves him so much. Her messages clearly shows you that that God is doing something in her life and is about to bust a move, not only in hers, but in others. So without further ado, I bring to some and introduce to others none other than Minister Brenda, one of the sweetest speakers on this side of heaven. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I surely can. Go ahead and take it away.
Well, praise God, praise God. And I thank God for another opportunity. I thank God for you, Minister LaShawn, for such an eloquent, great information that I said, oh, my goodness, okay, she's talking about me. Well, praise God. I thank God for you, and I thank God for Minister Kai, who opened us up with the warmest of kingdom greetings. I thank God for our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who has opened this platform and thought it fit for me to have the opportunity to come before you this morning. And I give God glory and praise for all that he's doing in us, through us, and for us. And I do want to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, I just thank you for being a blessing to each and every one of us. I thank you, Lord, that it's no longer I, it's you that dwells on the inside of me. So I ask you, Father, that the hearts, the ears will hear what thus says the Lord. And Lord, we'll be careful to give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor, because it is in you that we live, move, and have our being. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. This morning, prayer partners, I just want to share with you, TMC family, the topic that I want to share with you is don't worry. Don't worry. Start praising God. Don't worry. Just start praising God. You know, in Philippians 4, it did tell us that do not be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Yes, he said, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And also, I'd like to share with you another portion, it's another scripture. It's in James where it says, count it all joy when you fall in divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Hallelujah. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. So when I say don't worry, you know, worry, another term, there's anxiety. And worrying and having anxiety is feeling uneasy or concerned about something, being troubled. We don't want to live our lives having concern about every situation in our life, being troubled. Worry is a conscious choice to try to control life events rather than believe that God is in control. Worry is a thief that robs us of our joy, our energy, our peace of mind, our strength, and even affects our sleep. Can I go further? It greatly affects our health. And being in the health and wellness business, we definitely don't want that to take place. So have you noticed how the scripture tells us how to prevent heart attacks and mental breakdowns? Think about it. What are the major illnesses in our society today? It's high blood pressure, strokes, nervous stomachs, and the like. These are consequences of anxiety, worrying. God promises that his peace will guard our hearts and minds if we give everything to him with thanksgiving. I feel a praise coming on. Hallelujah. To our deliverer. Hallelujah. To our sustainer. Our bodies were not meant to carry these anxieties and these worries. 1 Peter 5 had told us, cast all our cares, all our anxieties on him because he cares for us. You know, Jesus was very sensitive on this subject because he repeatedly emphasized for us not to worry. Don't worry about what you're going to eat or drink or wear. If our Heavenly Father takes care of the little birds, surely he will take care of us. Then he went on to say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. When you think about his kingdom, then you think about his glory. Oh, yes. You think about his splendor, his infinite power, his mighty acts. I feel a praise coming on, don't you? Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. You see, in this lifetime, uneasy situations and obstacles will occur. But when we have read and meditated on God's word that simply told us the victory has been won by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and in reality, the fight is fixed, well then, the mind will shift from worrying about them, about these things, to praising God for all the situations that occur in our lives. I feel a praise coming on. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the first and he's the last. He's God all by himself. So whose report will we believe? An example of planting the seeds and reaping a harvest, one instance in Luke 8 was when Jesus was talking about the seed that was being planted, and it's the word of God. And in one instance, he was talking about where it was choked up. The word was choked up. And why was it choked? It fell on thorns. Why did it fall on thorns? Because the cares of this world had put it aside, had actually covered the word, had just actually choked everything out, had crowded out the word, is what the word says. So we don't want the worries of this world to choke out the word of God, because when it chokes out the word of God in our hearts that's being planted in us, then we are missing out on the blessings that God has for each and every one of us in our lives. Luke 12 has mentioned, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you can't do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Being transparent, you know, I was saved. I was filled with the Holy Ghost. I was shouting and you know, and just carrying on, going to church and getting the word, but yet I was worrying about situations that were occurring in my life. Everything that pop up, I worry about it. You know, a few years ago, I faced moving from Florida to Mississippi, going to Houston and getting our belongings that was in storage, and then moved that back to Mississippi. And I had to do it all without my husband because he was in Georgia and he was unable to get away because he had lost an employee and he was shorthanded. And I allow anxiety of all this to overwhelm me, and the blood pressure shot up. And the doctor asked me, what's going on? I had to admit what the situation was. And he turned around and said, and how much of it will get done by you worrying about it? This is when I had to turn to God and say, Lord, show me what to do. He gave me directions, and I said, I praise you for and thank you for showing me how to do it and giving me the peace while I go through. He moved miraculously. My son came from North Carolina to help me, and long story short, we moved everything from Florida to Mississippi and then from Houston to Mississippi. And while I was in Texas, we got a chance to go to my grandson's soccer game and our pastor's 70th birthday celebration all in 1 week. I feel a praise coming on because it was El Shaddai. It was the all-sufficient one. It was Jehovah Jireh, our great provider, who stepped in and showed us what to do. We don't have to worry. Just give it to God and just give him praise. You know, though the diagnosis isn't what we expected, just go on and praise God. Though the family member is behind bars, just go on and praise God. Though the marriage has ended, just go on and praise God. Though the last date of employment is 2 weeks ahead, just go on and praise God. Though the child is being rebellious, just go on and praise God. Why praise? Strength is in your praise. Joy is in your praise. Peace is in your praise. Deliverance is in your praise. Unspeakable blessings are in your praise. You know, Psalms 9 tells us, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Let praise be a part of your everyday life. Praising God is adoring him, glorifying him, magnifying and honoring him for being God and God alone. It's acknowledging that his name is above every name, and he is exalted over all. It's declaring his nature, his awesomeness, in all his splendor and his glory. You know, we all know David was known to be one after God's own heart. And it was in his praise. He had his faults, as we do. However, David gave his all in praising God. We don't have to have music to praise God, yet he would put a song in our hearts. In 1 Chronicles 16, and I love this scripture, in 25 through 29, it says, "For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." Just as thanksgiving is an act of our will, so is praise. You know, the Bible tells us that we are to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. We're still offering ourselves to him, but it's at this point that the shift begins to take place. Our offerings of thanks and praise are received, and he begins to draw us in. It's where we move from thanking him for what he's done in our lives, what he saved us from, and it turns into a joyful expression, a declaration of who he is now and his nature. With all sincerity, it's not about us. It's about doing what he created us to do, and that's to glorify him. When you really think about it, praise prepares the heart and the mind for true worship. Praise reminds us of our wonderful redemption, deliverance, and salvation in Christ. Praise helps us gain a greater awareness of how enriched we are through God's blessings. Praise draws us closer to the Lord so he can come closer to us. Again, praise helps us complete God's primary purpose for creating us, which is to glorify him. Praise helps us gain a richer sense of our spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical tranquility in Christ. Praise helps us rest, relax, and renew our mind through the certainty of God's character, his promises, and his purposes. Praise helps us feel a greater security in his everlasting love. Praise helps us grow in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God's character. Praise empowers us to overcome any discouragement. Praise helps us to understand our identity, privileges, and responsibilities. Praise helps us understand we are heirs and joint heirs in Christ Jesus. Praise assures us that any human dynamic or organizational plot against God's plans fail. Remember, the fight is fixed. Praise assures us that Christ is able to make everything beautiful and complete in his time. Praise shifts the atmosphere and our attitude. Hallelujah. Praise brings us a sweet fragrance of the Holy Spirit in the midst of any situation. When we offer praise to God with the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, it's a reminder of how much thanksgiving and praise go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other, because they share the same heart, and that's the heart of a true worshiper. I'm going to close with this. In Revelation 19, it tells us, "Then a voice came from the throne saying, praise our God, all you his servants, and those who fear him, both small and great. And I hear, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thunderings, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent, the Almighty, reigns." He reigns in each and every one of our lives. I say, I feel a praise coming on. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Job said this, I know that my Redeemer lives. You know, Psalm 67 says, let the people praise you, O Lord. Let all the people praise you. I tell you, my friends, my TMC family, don't worry. Just go on and praise the Lord. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
Woo, woo, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
My God, my God, my God. We want you to stay on the line so you could give us our closing benediction after our last announcement. I can't even speak right now. Good God Almighty. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this morning with thanksgiving and praise. Father, we come to you collectively and individually, Father. We come to you, Lord, praising you anyway, praising you in the middle of it, praising you in the midst, because we know that anything that we come to, Father, you are going to bring us through it unscathed. You are going to bring us through it for us to have a testimony for somebody else so they too will know that they can make it through all times. Lord, we just want to thank you for the mouthpiece you gave us this morning, for affirming our faith and letting us know that no matter what is going on to the left, the right, and front and behind us, underneath us, we know that you are above all things and God all by yourself. So you are pulling a blessing through for us, Father. Thank you for Minister Brenda, Lord. Thank you for her fervent heart and her steadfast faith. God, we ask that you touch her, Lord. Forgive her for anything that she may have done, said, or heard. Lord, we just want to thank you for blessing her. We want to thank you for the word that she brought to us this morning as your mouthpiece, God. Thank you for her bringing it to us straight from the throne room, reminding us, Lord, to not worry, but to cast all our cares upon you and to look to the hills. We want to thank you, Father, for her, and we just want to ask that you bless her. We want to thank you in advance for everything you're doing for her and her family. Thank you in advance for everything that she comes forth on, Lord. We thank you for increasing her territory. We thank you, Lord, that you keep her family safe and healthy, Lord. We want to thank you for these two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, for their yes. We want to thank you, Lord, because without their yes, we would not be here right now assembled in this telecommunications sanctuary. So we just want to say thank you, Father, for the dedication and the service that they have done. We want to say thank you, Father, for all the dedicated members of the TMC call, whether it was before, during, and those who are going to be coming after. We just want to say thank you that it's going on with decency and order and that many are blessed. Father, we stand right now and touching agreeing that Monique Wallace and Siobhan, that they will be able to see the joy that comes in the morning, Lord. We want to thank you in the meantime, God, that although they are mourning right now, Father, you are going to bless them with a smile. You're going to bless them with some cherished memories. You're going to bless them that those tears are going to soon turn to tears of rejoice, God. We want to ask that you watch over all the members of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority and the family of Dr. Eunice S. Thomas and her passing on her birthday, Lord. We want to thank you for the leadership that you have given her as our 19th bachelor. But most of all, we want to thank you for the health and love that she's shown others and with her Jesus joy and enthusiasm, God. We want to thank you, Lord, for those who started their Power Start, able to relocate and enlarge their territories and do the things that they need to do as ministers in the marketplace, Lord. We want to thank you that those who are in Artists International will be blessed because they recognize the opportunity to bless others, Lord. We want to watch over those, Lord, who are sick and suffering, those who are suffering from addictions, God. We know that you will release it right now in the matchless name of Jesus. We want to thank you that Godmother Dorothy Cook is well and that she's resting, God. We want to thank you for 41 years of marriage, oh, Father, for Antonia and Armida Diaz de Leon, Father. We have so many things we want to thank you for, but most of all, we just want to say thank you for giving us this day. Lord, guide our steps and guide our hearts this day and every day. And it is in in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Master's Call family, this is the part of the call where I tell you to go out there and greet your brothers and sisters with Jesus' joy and showing them the good news of the gospel, not by what you say, but how you treat others. We also want to remind you that this call is uninterrupted Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. Pacific time, 6 a.m. Mountain time, 7 a.m. Central time, and again, 8 a.m. Eastern time. We're excited that we're inviting you for an opportunity to go to the call. There is an amazing call on Tuesdays with Pastor Michael Johnson, the God-driven Bible study at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Again, that number is 805-399-1000, and the PIN code is 366-098-pound. I also encourage you to go and enroll for the Artist Empowerment Conference that's coming up in sunny and beautiful Bahamas, October and November. Go to the website for the date. It is the artistempowermentconference.com, and it is coming up in less than 80 days. So sign up, sign up, sign up. But most of all, I just want to say thank you to Minister Kai for greeting and seating God's children this morning with Jesus' joy. And I tell you, Minister Brenda, what a word, what a word. Share this word with somebody. Share it on your social media site. That playback number is 712-432-1085 and the same access code 957-677-pound. So while we're praising him, I'm going to bring Minister Brenda back on the line so she could give us our closing benediction. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister LaShawn. I want to encourage you, don't worry, just start praising God. May the grace of God, the peace of God, the joy and love of God richly flow in your hearts, minds, and spirit this day and forevermore, in Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. God bless you.